So for people who haven't seen you before here in Tenerife, what kind of things can we expect from your show on Saturday?
Oh, something old, something new, something borrowed, and, you know, that other thing. Yeah, it's a bit spicy. And there's been quite a lot to write about recently, so there should be some topical stuff in there.
So what kind of big things in the news this week have really kind of caught your imagination?
This week?
Yeah.
Well, we've got NHS crises going on over here, haven't we? We've always got migrant crises. You know, I just recycled the stuff, actually.
But of course, we've got the European referendum coming up as well. How will you be voting?
Sometimes I go one way, sometimes the other. I've written a song about it, but the problem is I can't bring a guitar over there without mortgaging me house to pay Ryanair. So I might have to do it as a poem.
Right, okay.
That's how I'm dealing with it.
So you are bringing some friends across with you, Sally Ann Hayward and Paul B. Edwards. Tell us a bit about them.
Well, friends, they're probably talking about me, slagging me off, even as we speak.
Because you seem to be one of these comedians who seems to get into trouble with a lot of people. I believe you've been barred from many comedy clubs, including the famous comedy store in London. Is that true?
Yeah, but that's why I have to keep coming back to Tenerife. I'm running out of places to play over it. He did ask me if I wanted to play the store after all these years, but I've got used to not playing it now, I suppose. And then, in the words of Bob Marley, me grow stubborn.
So how do you get yourself barred from a top venue like that?
Well, that particular one, I remonstrated with Don Ward in front of a few of his friends, in actual fact. But we're going back a long way there. But to his credit, he came to see me a couple of years ago in Manchester and said he could see that I'd influenced a load of comedians. Tell you what, this echo's weird. He could see I'd influenced a load of comedians, and did I want to play the gig? And I said, I don't really fancy hanging around the comedy store back room now, not after all these years.
So you're saying that you've influenced a lot of comedians over the years, but who was it that first of all influenced you to get started in the business?
I liked Jerry Sadovitz. I don't know if he means anything to you lot.
Yeah.
And there was an American, and not the famous Bill Hicks. It was actually Sam Kinison, who was more my my cup of tea. And both dead, obviously. Both died quite young, which is always a good career move for a comedian. I was actually doing a gig in Stourbridge the other night, and someone who I hardly knew quoted a Tenerife story about me. There's a few Tenerife stories about me floating around.
Tell me them.
One I can't tell you.
Okay.
But the other one was when a seagull got into my room, and I was particularly hungover and paranoid at the time, and I started quizzing all the other comedians as to who'd been in there and throwing pizza around. And then the other one, when I went to the water park, come down that really steep slide and promptly threw up in front of all the kids.
In the pool? Did you do it in the pool?
No, just made it to the side of the pool.
That would be a national incident here in Tenerife if you had to evacuate one of the pools.
Well, they were on it quite quickly. They cleared it up pretty quickly. So, but yeah, pretty embarrassing.
So will you get time to...
straight up my nose.
Oh.
not the vom, but the water.
Yeah. Will you get time for any relaxation or any water park visits while you're here this time?
No, I'm on a bit of a flying visit, to be quite honest with you, for various reasons. So I'm getting there Friday evening, get out Sunday morning.
Right, yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, you're quite well known in the world of comedy, but I've never seen you on TV, and you've been around for over 25 years. Why has TV never come calling?
They have. I mean, you know, you'd have to go some to be in a business 30 years without being offered something. But whenever they've offered it to me, they haven't given me any rights over what the edit is.
Right.
So I turned down one gig, and the bloke who took it on, they made him look like a I have to watch it to know my language, but they didn't make him look good. So I really want to have control over the edit, because they can, if my, some of my stuff's taken out of context, it can look a little bit dodgy.
Right. So I take it then you would never consider a TV game show or anything like that, as some of the comedians are doing these days?
I don't know. Sometimes when I get up 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm watching something, that looks like easy money. You know, I mean, I assume people do know that Stephen Fry isn't really clever. He's got all this written down.
Yeah.
So,
and somebody
in
his ear.
Maybe I'm out in the office.
Now, as well as being a comedian, I believe you've done some West End shows as well, some acting jobs, haven't you?
No, don't know where you got that from, mate.
Do you know the boss came in and told me that before I did the interview?
I've done a few amateur musicals, and but no, nothing on West End stage. My ex-missus had.
Yeah?
Hmm. So I used to go and meet her after and help her spend her money.
and your son, he's done a bit of TV work, hasn't he?
Oh, my son was in the series 3 and 4 of Skins, and very good he was too.
Excellent.
So I managed to bask in a bit of his reflected glory for a while.
So after having such a long career in the business, have you got any ambitions still you'd really love to do?
Just to get through it now, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not deny I'm pushing 60. See, I've even forgotten how old I am. Keep going. No, don't really have any ambition. The ambition is not to have an ambition.
Are you slowing down at the minute?
Ooh. I'll tell you what, when I come home after a weekend of gigging, I can honestly sleep for almost about 2 days just getting up, cup of tea, watch a bit of telly. So I do get knackered, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I can't deny it. But when I'm out and about, I'm still as on it as ever.
As I was going to say, is there still serious partying goes on?
Well, yeah, but now I tend to save it up for when I'm gigging.
Yeah.
And the beers are usually free.
Yeah.
So I lost it.
Great stuff. So we're looking forward to seeing you here in Tenerife this coming Saturday night at the Comedy Club at Showtime. You, Sally Ann Hayward and Paul B. Edwards. Tell us a little bit about those guys who are coming across with you.
Well, I met Paul. He was the Ent manager at Nottingham University. He's a young whippersnapper. I think he must have been 18. So he's a fair bit younger than me. And, we've been mates, although I've tried to shake him off every now and then, but it hasn't happened. And Sally, she lives near me here in Bristol, and a very great comedian. She used to compare one of the clubs there every week, and I think you'll enjoy her.
Great stuff. Now, you mentioned Bristol there. I believe you live on a boat down in Bristol, yeah?
Certainly do. Judge Trump's just gone out of the World Championship snooker. He used to play or train and all that at my local snooker hall here in Keynsham.
Right.
So, yeah, just got knocked out by Dingy.
You're a massive snooker fan, then?
Not massive, but it's a good way to waste time, isn't it? Sit there with a beer, watch the snooker. Very relaxing. I mean, they're getting phenomenally good nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah. Are you any good at snooker yourself?
No, not at all. Despite a misspent youth, I'm not good at it now.
All right. Well, Ian, we look forward to seeing you here in Tenerife this coming Saturday night at the Comedy Club at Showtime.
Looking forward to seeing all you lot again.
Great stuff. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Cheers, Robbie.
Thank you.
Mate.